Well, good morning, everybody. Here's your weekly Pope trivia. We're used to the popes wearing whites, and that is true. They have worn white for about 500 years, and it all started because in the year 1566, Pope Pius V was installed as the Pope, and he was a Dominican priest. And you know the Dominicans wear a white habit. I always tell people that my dog, Sister Glory, is a Dominican nun, and that the white is just what the Dominicans wear. And so, well, he became Pope, and he said, I kind of like this outfit. I don't want to change it. So he kept wearing it. Well, all the popes that followed him thought that that was a pretty good get-up, too. And so, to this day, they wear white, whether they are Dominicans or not. I was thinking about our readings today, and it's kind of beautiful, in that Friday we had quite the storm, and that the Lord would provide these readings to us a couple days after a very crazy storm. And parishioners were sending me text messages of kind of updating me what's going on with their houses and some pictures and crazy things, but thank God we're all okay. And every Friday we have three groups that meet here. There's the Women's Christ Renews His Parish group, and they meet in the teacher lounge. And then there's the Apostles de la Palabra, the Apostles of the Word. They meet downstairs. And the bilingual prayer group meets up here. And anyway, I was hearing confessions. It was 12 hours of confession day. And all these things going on. And this crazy storm brewing outside. And then other people from nearby kind of took refuge in the basement, in the cafeteria. Which I thought was really beautiful. That the church is the place where we come to for refuge. And when the storm passed, there's nothing like that calm after a storm. And then all of a sudden, it's like the psalm says, the Lord takes this crazy storm and turns it into a gentle breeze. And the sun comes out, you know, and it's this crazy, beautiful calm that you appreciate all the more having just survived a storm. Our first reading, Job is going through a bit of a storm in his life. And the first line says, the Lord addressed Job out of the storm. And Job had lost his land, he'd lost his animals, he'd lost his house, he'd lost his family. Of course, he gets everything back times two at the end of the book. But he hadn't got that far yet. And he's going, why am I, like, I don't understand why this is happening. But God says, live in my will. You don't need to understand it. Live in my will. And our gospel, we have the example of Jesus. Here's the crazy storm. Jesus is on the boat, and the storm is getting crazy, and everybody's freaking out because it's going to be the end of the world. And Jesus is sound asleep. Why? Because he is living in divine will. Divine will is the best thing in the world, because divine will is trust and confidence in the Father's care, and that God isn't going to let us go, is not going to bring us to perdition. All right? And we're grateful that God takes care of us, and that no matter what storms we have in our life, that God has our back, that whether it's a literal storm or whether it's a storm of some nature in one's workplace or family or church or country or world, whatever, there are storms aplenty. But we rest in divine will. We live in divine will, just like Jesus in our gospel today. And we trust in him. We have utter confidence in God the Father that this is just a chapter of a much bigger story. And the storm will come, but the storm will pass. And that God always wins. Always wins. And even if a storm were to take my life, a tornado were to bring me up, that God would bring me up to heaven. You know that the God always, divine will is the best thing. And we live in divine will. That's our call. And we don't, so many people spend so much of their life fretting about something, angry about something, upset about something, anxious about something, worried about something. Guess what? When we live in divine will, we can put all that aside. Because no matter what happens, God is with us. We're in God, God's in us, and it's going to be all right. And it's great. It's the most beautiful thing. It's so freeing to live in divine will. Divine will doesn't mean that, well, first of all, there's a guy, Hosea Maria Escriva, he said, he wrote a book called Christ Passing By. He said, look, every single person that comes into your path every day, God put him or her there. And God put you in front of him or her. In other words, there's no such thing as a chance incident, that everything that happens has God's mark on it. And that there's nothing, just no such thing as happenstance. God is orchestrating this whole big cause. Here's an example. Yesterday we had this, it's ending today, this intense conference for high school youth. And I went over there and was helping out a few different times during the day. And I was hearing confessions. And well, one time I was there and I was supposed to be doing something else, but the priest who was supposed to help hear confessions at the time didn't show up, and so whatever. So they said, go over there, Father. I said, okay. But I'm like, I got to go in a half hour, blah, 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 whatever. But I'm okay, I'll go. Well, the first kid that comes to me for confession, after his confession, which was a beautiful confession, before he walked out, he said, I've been meaning to talk to a priest about this. I feel God calling me to be a priest. And I go, hey, I'm the vocation director. You know, like, that just doesn't happen. God is behind everything. We live in divine will. And here's the big trick to living with divine will is this. Every moment of every day, God should not be too far from our thoughts. And so that every moment, every circumstance, every situation in the workplace, in the family, that we're always saying, Lord, what do you want from me? And I'll do it. And God can do anything if we refuse him nothing. Isn't that the most beautiful thing? God can do anything if we refuse him nothing. And we live in divine will. Blessed Mother lived in divine will. Job, just like Job, she didn't understand what God was up to. But she surrenders and she goes, okay, I live in divine will. I don't have to worry about this. And so, folks, thank God. We have a God stronger than any storm of any type that could ever come to us. We have a God who's so much bigger than that and who rescues us from all of those things and turns any crazy big storm into a gentle breeze if we cooperate with him. And we say, Lord, at every moment of every day, I want to live in your will. I want to live in your presence. And I want to ask that important question every time. What do you want from me? And I will do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.